Chapter 11. Right War, Wrong War. What would a successful and comprehensive counterterrorism effort have looked like after September 11th? It would have consisted of three key agenda items. Priority number one would have been eliminating vulnerabilities to terrorism at home and strengthening homeland security. In the days after September 11th, the White House realized that the president needed to make a more comprehensive statement to the American people about what had happened and what we were going to do about it. Something easily understandable had to be said about preventing attacks in the U.S. The president chose, in his speech before a joint session of Congress, to announce a person, the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Ridge. Bush had asked Ridge to come to the White House to run Homeland Security. A few days later, I drove to the governor's mansion in Harrisburg, along with General Wayne Downing. We found Ridge packing, since he had just resigned, to go to Washington. When we briefed him on Homeland Protection activities that had been underway for 5 years, he seemed somewhat relieved. "This is great. I thought I was going to have to start from scratch." But Tom Ridge had bought a pig in a poke when he agreed to come to Washington to help on Homeland Security. He assumed that he would have real authority as assistant to the president for Homeland Security. But he soon found that he could do nothing without first clearing it with White House Chief of Staff Andy Card. Although Ridge opposed the idea of creating a new department and loathed the idea of becoming its secretary, he was forced to do so by Bush and Card. Being governor of Pennsylvania was not like actually running a nationwide department with almost 200,000 employees doing sensitive and critical security functions. Ridge was, at root, a politician, not a manager or a security expert. I believed that adept White House coordination and leadership could get the many agencies all working on a consistent overall program. As a career civil servant with almost 30 years' experience in Washington headquarters, I believed that the alternative method, rewiring the organizational boxes, would make us less able to deal with the domestic security and preparedness issues for years to come. Ridge agreed and told me, "The last thing we need to do now is reorganize and create a big new department." But many members of Congress, of both parties, thought Ridge's office was not enough. Their confidence in the office was weakened early on when anthrax began appearing in the U.S. mail, and the Bush administration's response seemed confused. It was confused. Ridge and Attorney General John Ashcroft competed over who should coordinate the response, while Health Secretary Tommy Thompson's television appearances left many Americans less reassured and more alarmed. Republicans and Democrats in Congress objected to the White House's unwillingness to let Ridge appear before congressional committees because White House staff do not do that. Some in Congress noted that as national coordinator, I had appeared before 9 congressional committees to brief them on counterterrorism and domestic preparedness. President Bush completely changed his position and announced the urgent need for what he called the Homeland Security Act. Although delayed by the administration's insistence that civil servants' job rights be limited, the Homeland Security Act passed and the department was created. The outcome, as the Washington Post revealed in a major review in September 2003, has been a disappointing and disorganized mess. Much of the leadership was chosen for political loyalties, not executive branch experience. There were inadequate resources to effect a smooth merger. The White House-led Transition Planning Office produced few useful plans. Many key career staff left in disgust. Those who stayed often complained that they were actually less able to work on the substantive programs to increase security because the new department was poorly run. There are so few institutional support mechanisms to help them, and they need to spend so much time on the administrative challenges of reorganization.